ఆప్యాయంతు మమాంగాని వాక్ ప్రాణశ్చక్షుశ్రోత్రమథోబలమింద్రియాణి చ సర్వాణి సర్వం బ్రహ్మోపనిషదం మాహం బ్రహ్మ నిరాకుర్యాం మామా బ్రహ్మ నిరాకరోత్ అనిరాకరణమస్త్వనిరాకరణం మే అస్తు తదాత్మని నిరతేయ ఉపనిషత్సు ధర్మాస్తే మయి సంతు తే మయి సంతు ఓం శాంతి శాంతి శాంతిః. ఫస్ట్ 5 చాప్టర్స్ ఆఫ్ ఛాందోగ్య ఉపనిషత్, which is that upasana portion, we have completed. Now we are going to see the 6th chapter called Sadvidya. Sadvidya. In this chapter, vidya means knowledge, not upasana. Vidya means knowledge. In previous chapters, vidya means upasana, the meaning we have taken. Here sadvidya means knowledge about the truth, capital T. Sadvidya, knowledge about the reality, that reality R also capital R. This 6th chapter is very, very important chapter in the whole entire Vedantic literature. This Sadvidya Athyaya is the most important chapter in the entire Vedantic literature. And this first chapter, this is the first chapter that which occurs in Chandogya Upanishad, that to Jnana portion. When we talk, see from the angle of Jnana Kanda in Chandogya, this is the first chapter. 5 chapters, upasana only, meditations. Many Vedantic students will get the doubt, why this upasana at all? That too 5 chapters. Is it necessary to study 1 year upasana kanda? We are all Vedantic students, we have come for only Mahavakya Vichara. Aham Brahmasmi Jnanam. So this is the intention of many students, whoever study Shastra. They all feel same thing, and that too very vast also, and very difficult also to chant the mantras itself. But Shankaracharya justifies this. 5 chapters are very important to study. Why? He says, reasons he gives. There are reasons. Reason number one is, many mantras from the first 5 chapters are analyzed in Brahma Sutra. Many mantras from the 5 chapters are analyzed in that Brahma Sutra, especially first chapter of Brahma Sutra. Tajjalan. Vyasacharya is going to analyze it. తజ్జం తల్లం తదనం, జ్ఞాపకం ఇరుకో. వి హ్యావ్ స్టడీడ్ హియర్ ఇన్ దిస్ ఉపనిషత్ ఓన్లీ. తజ్జలాన్ వర్డ్ హీ ఈస్ గోయింగ్ టు అనలైజ్ దేర్. Like that, so many statements which are going to come in Brahma Sutra can be easily understandable by a student who study these five chapters. For Brahma Sutra study, this Upasana Kanda five chapter study is very, very relevant. If you want to study Prasthanatrayam, for those students only relevant. I hope you are all interested in studying Brahma Sutra. I think, I hope so. So therefore, these five chapters are important. This is the one reason. Second reason is, Upasana also gives Kramamukti. Kramamukti. Kramamukti means after death, the person will go to Brahmaloka, he will study there and get Brahma Kramamukti. This is the contention of the Shastra. So Kramamukti is possible by doing Upasana. Therefore, these five chapters are important. First five chapters. Second reason. Then third reason he gives is, even though Upasana may not give directly moksha, even though these Upasanas or meditations will not give Sakshat moksha. Sakshat means directly they cannot give liberation. But indirectly these Upasanas will give moksha. Indirectly means arad upakarakam, not sakshat upakarakam. Upakarakam means beneficial. Not directly they are beneficial to us, but arad, indirectly they are beneficial. What do you mean by indirectly or arad? We know, because of upasana alone, person will get chitta ekagrata. Concentration. Chitta ekagrata he will get. And the secondly, he gets chitta vishalata, expansion of the mind. Focusing the mind, expansion of the mind. These two are possible by upasana. He will become an eligible person for Vedanta study. Fortunately, he comes out of Upasana. Unfortunately, many Upasakas stuck there. So, that Upasaka should know what for Upasana. Half of the people will never enter into Upasana. Half of the people will never come out of Upasana. So, this is the problem. But a mature, informed person will start meditations, go into Upasana. Every day they do Upasana, meditations, Dhyanam. And at the same time they know the limitations of that Dhyanam also. And they come to Vedantic study. They have a focusing mind, Upasakas. If they come, they are very, very fortunate. Because of Purva Janma Punya or Upasana Phalam only, powerful Upasana Phalam only will bring them here. Otherwise, if you enter into Upasana, you cannot come out that easily. So, these are the reasons why we have to study the first five chapters. Now, this come to the sixth chapter. This is a well-known chapter. Why it is well-known chapter? What are the reasons? Again, we can see some reasons. Why this chapter is very popular, very famous, very well-known in the scriptural study? Because the reason number one is, in the entire Chandogya Upanishad, 8 chapters, this is the only chapter which talks about the Jnanam totally. This is the only chapter in the entire Chandogya, 8 chapters, which talks about that jnanam only, nothing else. From first mantra onwards up to last mantra of the 6th chapter, only jnanam, self-knowledge. This is the one reason. Another reason is, other two chapters, 6th chapters, later chapters, 7th and 8th chapters are also talking about jnanam alone, but they include upasana. In 7th chapter, Bhuma Vidya, 8th chapter, Prajapati Vidya, jnanam part is there, portion is there, but upasana part also included. Now you understand why this chapter alone is very important. 7th chapter also talking about Brahman. 8th chapter also talking about Brahman. But they are talking about some upasanas, sadhanas. But this is the 24 karat gold madre, totally jnana kanda. That's why, just as Mandukyam alam they say, one Mandukya Upanishad is enough to get knowledge, madre. 1/6 chapter is sufficient to get Aham Brahmasmi jnana. 6th chapter alone itself is sufficient. That much it has got a teaching. That is the second reason. No upasana at all. The third reason is, in the 6th chapter, there comes the famous Mahavakya. One of the famous Mahavakya occurs in this 6th chapter. That is another reason why this chapter is very popular, well known. Mahavakya, not even one time, 9 times it occurs. Tattvamasi, 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 9 times, Navavaram. Navavaram, Navana, 9 times it occurs. Let us see, what do you mean by Mahavakya? That Mahavakya is so important, 9 times repeated in this chapter. What do you mean by Mahavakya? Mahavakya means Jeevatma Paramatma or Jeeva Ishvara Aikya Vakyam is called Mahavakyam. Jeeva, individual, Ishvara, the total, Aikyam, identity. That's a statement which talks about the unity of this Jeevatma and Paramatma. Identity of the Jeevatma and Paramatma. That is called Mahavakyam. This is the one definition of Mahavakya. Another definition of Mahavakya is Akhandartha Bodhaka Vakyam Mahavakyam. Second definition of Mahavakya. Akhandartha Bodhaka Vakyam, a vakyam that which reveals the non-dual Brahman, divisionless Brahman. Akhanda Artha means divisionless Brahman is revealed by which vakya is called Mahavakya. Among these two definitions, which one is better? Na? Second definition is better. Akhandartha Bodhaka Vakyam Mahavakyam definition is better than Jeeva Ishvara Aikya Bodhaka Vakyam. See, rendu Mahavakya definition da. And the rendu Mahavakya definition kulla, the second one is preferable. Why? In the first definition, there is a possibility of misunderstanding. Aikyam means our process. There is a possibility of misconception. Because when we talk about Jivatma, Paramatma, Aikyam, no? Slowly Jivatma, Mulla 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 Mavaro, in the Pakam, Paramatma will come this side. Both have to come join. And the Rundu coach engine, no? In the coach, you have to join Madre. The process, people, that is why they talk always, this Jivatma has to merge into Paramatma. And they hold on to that word, Aikyam, Aikyam, Aikyam. Nani, eppadi Aikyam aaga porano theriyala. When I am going to merge with the God, when I am going to unite with the God, this notion will continue in the first definition. Even though it is not wrong, but we don't take that very popularly, but Akhandartha Bodhaka Vakyam will not give place to any misconception. That is the better. These are all subtle way of understanding. Subtle padikinavanna, subtle above head da. I hope you are enjoying. I am enjoying. You also will enjoy. Okay. Now, what are the Mahavakyams here in Veda? One one Mahavakya, we saw in the previous classes, Upanishads, Prajnanam Brahma is one Mahavakya. From Aitareya Upanishad, Rigveda. The famous Mahavakya in Rigveda. Prajnanam Brahma. Theriku Mahavakyam, Runde Rundu Padanda Irka. Prajnanam Brahma, that's all. Then the second Mahavakya is from Yajurveda, Krishna Yajurveda, Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, Aham Brahma Asmi. Aham Brahma Asmi, another very very famous Mahavakya from Yajurveda. And Samaveda, this is Chandogya Upanishad, Samaveda, it belongs to Samaveda. Adi gnapaka iruko? In the Chandogya Upanishad belong to which Upanishad? Samaveda. Samaveda Mahavakya is Tattvamasi. Tattvamasi Mahavakya. Then the one Veda, fourth Veda, Atharvana Veda Mahavakya is Ayamatma Brahma. Ayamatma Brahma. Mandukya Upanishad. It occurs in Mandukya Upanishad, Atharvana Veda Upanishad. These are the main Mahavakyams. There are many more Mahavakyams. Sayaschayam Purushe, Yascha Sa Vaditye, Sa Ekaha. One Mahavakya. Nedam Yadidam Upasate. That is another Mahavakya in Keno Upanishad. Tadeva Brahmatvam Vidhi Nedam Edidam Upasate. This is not Brahman what you are meditating upon. Tadeva Brahmatvam Vidhi. This is one Mahavakya. Like that. Anyontara Atma. Like that. Five koshas you go in Taittiriya Upanishad. That whole thing comes in Mahavakya. Not only that, in Keno Upanishad, Anya Deva Tad Vidita Datho Avidita Diti, Adi or Mahavakyam. So these are all Mahavakyams. So another reason why this chapter is well known, one more reason, this Chandogya Upanishad is like a model chapter. Model. No, all model world, all model, model, model. Similarly, in Vedanta also, we also have a model, exemplary model. So everyone has to follow that. It is a model chapter. Model means what here? It analyzes the method, Mimamsa method it follows. Analytically, it discussed here. This chapter, model chapter, teaching as a method of Mimamsa analysis. teaching as a method of Mimamsa or analysis. Mimamsa means nothing but a particular way of application, a particular method of analyzation is called Mimamsa. A particular method of analyzation. What is that particular analyzation? Upakrama, upasamhara, abhyasa, apurvata, all these we saw. Where? Katopanishad, long, long ago, Mandukyopanishad, Taittiriyam, we saw all this. Upakrama, upasamharo, abhyaso, purvata, phalam, arthavadopapatti cha lingam tatparya niranaye. These are the clues, indications. The method is followed along with these clues, based on these clues. I don't want to dwell upon that. Care of, you can listen to the cassettes if you want. Upakrama upasamhara. Based on that only the teaching goes. So if I enter into that, it will take 1.5 hours. That even 6 lingams to talk, that 6 clues indicators to talk, 1.5 hours it will take. So therefore I don't want to enter into that. It's a model standard chapter, we can say, that's all. Now, this chapter begins with a dialogue between the father cum guru and between the father and the son. Father as well as a guru, son as well as a sishya. Who is guru, who is sishya? Na, father is guru, son is sishya. Son anna swelling is nalla sariya potukonga. Endha son? S-U-N podadunga. So, the father's name is called Uddalaka. Arunihi, Uddalaka Aruni is the name of the father. And the student name is Shvetaketu. Shvetaketu. It comes in the dialogue form. Dialogue means immediately you can understand Akhyayika, story. Akhyayika. Why Akhyayika form? Why in a story form? Such a great Mahavakya, when Upanishad is talking, why introducing 2 persons? Again, Nama, Rupa, name, story and all. Shankaracharya says, the story is very important to convey certain ideas. What are those ideas? Again, 3 ideas we can see. The teacher, student will come together. The Akhyayika, the story part conveys the student approaching the teacher. The teacher student brought together through the Akhyayika, through the story. Then the second reason is, idea of Akhyayika is, the qualifications of the students are also brought out through the story. What type of qualifications are required to get self-knowledge? Once in a while, every chapter, you know, Upanishad has to remind us. Otherwise, they will misunderstand without qualifications. So Upanishad is carefully presenting, you know. He has to take care of the qualifications of the student. What about the teacher? Teacher also... What are the qualifications of the teacher also brought out through the story? Teacher anna eppadi irukkanum? Student anna eppadi irukkanum? Theriyume swamini anna? Ah, theriyum. But sometimes many times we may forget, no? There is a possibility. That's why Bhagavad Gita also in Akhyayika form. Krishna and Arjuna brought together. So many stories we saw in this previous five chapters. So therefore, all Upanishadic stories ane books irukke. If you are interested, buy those books. Books are available. Upanishadic stories. I used to read this Upamanyu, Aruni. There is a beautiful story about Aruni. When I was 12 year old, you know, I was reading. Hundreds of times I might have read that book. Adila Upamanyu, Aruni. So many Upanishadic stories I used to read. All these names are very, very familiar. Uddalaka, all these stories. And third reason is, second reason, you got the point, qualifications of the student and qualifications of the teacher. Adhikari, arhata. Third point is to show that Vedanta should be learned from a teacher. The student approaching a teacher indicates everyone should study Vedanta under the guidance of a competent teacher systematically. That's what this Shweta Ketu is going to study for 12 years. 12 years he is going to study. But at the age of 12 years he is starting. When we are starting, how many years we are studying? Amma insult a irukum padicha. Okay, something is better than nothing, and don't feel guilty. But that student has to approach the teacher. Oh teacher, please teach me. Please teach me that Brahma Vidya. He has to ask and he has to learn properly. With this background, we will enter into the first mantra. Shweta Ketur Haruneyaham Asam Tagumha Pitovacham Shweta Keto Vasa Brahmacharyam Navai Saumya Asmat Kulinaham Navai Saumya Asmat Kulinaham Ananuchya Brahma Bandhurivam Bhavatiti. Shweta Ketu is a 12-year-old boy. 12 years old, very very young boy called Shweta Ketu. Asa was there. Asa means long long ago there was a boy named Shweta Ketu lived. And another name for Shweta Ketu is Aruneyaha. Why he is called Aruneyaha? His father's name is called Aruni. Why his father's name is called Aruni? Because his father's name is Arunaha. Arunasya putraha apatyam puman Arunihi. Arunasya putraha Arunihi. So Arunasya pautraha Shvetaketu. The grandson of Arunaha. The son of Aruni or grandson of Arunaha. Arunasya apatyam praman Arunihi. Arunehe putraha Aruneyaha. Is the initial. Namma ennamo initial alla vechikrom illayo adu madri initial for them. Shweta Ketu is his original name. Aruneyaha is the fathers from the parampara it is coming. So grandson of Arunaha. Maharshi, great Maharshis. So Shweta Ketur Aruneyaha Asa. Tagumha Pito Vacha. I am going to see the mantra by mantra leisurely. Okay, this is very important chapter. Not like previous chapter. But not too slow, not too fast. Okay? If I go too slow, you will sleep. If I go too fast, you are already tired with the fifth chapter. Running, running, running. So, medium speed we will take. Tagumha pitaha vivacha. The father said, called Swetaketa. Puja Swamiji, Dayananda Swamiji says, Are, Swetaketu, Swetaketu in full pen. Ketu, Vara, and Kubdwa. Subramanyatki, Subu Vada and Kubramanto, and Madri, that father, a 12-year-old boy, how this Uddalaka, his name is called Uddalaka, called Ketu, Vah, Ibudwa, and Kubdraka. Puja Swamiji used to tell, Dayananda Swamiji, when he was taking like that, he used to say like this. So, father, you must live in Gurukula, Brahmacharya Vasam, na? Gurukula Vasam. You should go to Gurukula Vasam. Ketu, ipadi va, Ketu anna, anna Rahu Ketu illa. Okay, inge Ketu anna Shweta Ketu. Parents always call, no, half of their name, no, children. They call Ketu, send, you should take Gurukula Vasa or Brahmacharya Vasam. What is Brahmacharya Vasa? Brahma Veda Patanartham Charati iti Brahmacharya Vasa. Brahma Veda Patanartham. To know the Brahman, Brahma Veda, to know the Brahman, this boy goes to study Patanartham. Brahma Veda Patanartham Charati Gachati, the one who goes, who moves towards Gurukula. For what? Not to talk in cell phone, not to see the TV, computers. Brahma Veda, to know Brahman. Brahma Veda Patanartham Charati iti Brahmacharyam. Not only Brahma Vedanartham Anutishthati Api. He follows, lives a Vedic lifestyle. Not like our students, college ke poi smoking pandrathu, drinking pandrathu, appadella pannakoodathu. Strike pandrathu. Today Guru has not given proper food, therefore I will do strike. If they, why they do strike? No, if they don't teach the lesson only, they do hunger strike. That also we saw in previous chapters. Not for anything. The Guru is not teaching, no, they do hunger strike. They do fasting. Teaching sake they used to do. Now children, what were they are doing? No? So many reasons they are doing. So therefore you see the ancient Gurukula Vasa students, how disciplined, no, we have to know through this. Are all corollaries. We have to understand. Brahmacharya Vasana Anutishthati, he lives a Vedic lifestyle. Early morning he has to get up, take bath, and he has to do wash the guru clothes and clean that whole thing, ashrama. All these Upanishadic stories, if you read, you can understand how many students, how in whatever way, different ways, they have served their gurus. My God, sometimes their test. We saw, no, one cow you have to take and make 1,000 cows. That also we saw previous chapters. That boy went, you see, for taking that cows to graze and make them 1,000, and he came. Now if a fan keela ukkara vechati, light putti, ella nalla alaga, carpet putti, chair putti, ukkara and the padding on shona, Swamini, time illa Swamini. Ani solra. That's why Chinmayananda Swamiji's guru, Tapovan Maharas in Himalayas, did not allow Chinmayananda to come and teach in the society. Why these Mahatmas all sit in Rishikesh, Haridwar, somewhere after studying, you know? They know that real mumukshus will come.
However much far distance difficult, they don't bother. Let them come with difficulties. Let them, then only they have the interest. That's why he didn't allow the Chinmayananda to come. But Chinmayananda taken decision, no, I want to go to society, I want to teach, popularize these Upanishads. But his decision is good. Because of that only, this teaching is coming to the society now. Otherwise, every acharya sits there, very difficult, because in this Kali Yuga, modern world, we have to come to the world. There is advantage and there is a disadvantage. Even two streets later also class, Swamini, konja doorama iruka class ani solra. Previous place ki, in the place ki, two, three streets good, they are not able to walk. Kanna, what Tapovan Maharaj said is right, no, those days, I feel. People are not able to recognize the importance of the teaching. Once you come down to the society, this is the tragedy. And they get half knowledge and get lot of, we are studying Upanishad, Gita and all. That's why Patra Teriyanum, Dhanam Pandradak. That's why they don't really say, speaking, we should not publicize too much. Also, appadi thondrathu. Enna, and the value Teriyanum people, you know. The kashtam Teriyanum. How difficult it is, the knock. Difficult means the worth of the knowledge. Worth to take toughest, you know, line, this is. You know. That's why he never ask for comforts. I am a real mumukshu. I am ready to spend any amount of money, any amount of physical energy for to get that jnanam. Such a person only get jnanam. Idella scholarship otherwise. Scholarship. Sometimes I feel we are making people scholars or real mumukshus. And that create pannan mumukshu aakki apparam jnanam kudukkano na evada kashtam paarunga. அதுக்குள்ள எத்தனை ஆப்சன்ட் வரும், மியூசிக் சீசன் வந்த ஹோல் மந்த் காளி. அரே சிக்ஸ்த் சாப்டர் சாந்தோக உபநிஷத்தை எங்க, மியூசிக் சீசன் எங்க, அதுக்கு இதுக்கு கம்பேரிசன் பண்ற அளவுக்கு இருக்குன்னா ஆர் தே ஃபிட் ஃபார் வேதாந்த? நாட் யூ, தோஸ் ஹூ ஆர் கான் டு மியூசிக் ப்ரோக்ராம். ஐ ஹாவ் ஆஸ் எ டீச்சர் ஐ ஹாவ் எ ரைட் டு ஆஸ்க் திஸ். தட்ஸ் ஹீ இஸ் கோயிங் டு ஆஸ்க் ஹியர் த ஃபாதர். These are all corollaries we have to understand. Value தெரியாதவனுக்கு சொன்னா கூட, பசி தெரியாதவனுக்கு சாப்பாடு போட்டு அந்த டேஸ்ட் தெரியுமா, ருசி தெரியுமா, ஒன்றும் தெரியாது. கண்ட சோஷதா டீச்சர் ஏன் சொல்ல வரேன்னு, அனுதிஷ்டதி என்ன, லீவ்ஸ் ஏ வேதிக் லைஃப் ஸ்டைல், சிம்பிள் லைஃப் ஸ்டைல். ப்ரையாரிட்டி இஸ் வேதாந்த ஸ்டடி. வந்து கிளாஸ் மிஸ்ஸே ஆகக்கூடாது. எப்படி ஆக முடியும் சுவாமினி அனு சொல்லணும். பரவாயில்ல இன்னைக்கு வரல, என்ன பரவாயில்ல, உடம்பு சரியில்லை, இல்லை சுவாமினி நான் வந்துதான் ஆகும், எப்படியாவது உட்கார்ந்து படிக்கணும் அப்படி சொல்லணும். ஸ்டூடெண்ட்டு சுவாமினி இன்னைக்கு கொஞ்சம் கிளாஸ் வர முடியலையாண்ண, கொஞ்சம் லேசாக தலைவலி என்ன, லேசாக தலைவலியா கிளாஸ் வர முடியலன்னு. கிளாஸில் உட்கார்ந்தா தலைவலி போயிடும் சுவாமினி, நான் வந்துடுறேன்னு சொல்லணும். Once I went like that only to Swamiji class, severe headache, severe headache. After 1 hour, you believe the headache has gone. I experienced so many times that. Okay, well, aside point, leave it. That is Brahmacharyam, not celibacy here I am talking. Brahma Veda Patanartham Charati Anutishthati. Vedic lifestyle. That's what Krishna said in 8th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. Yadichanto brahmacharyam charanti. Those who desire to know this Brahman, they take to brahmacharya ashrama and they go and study. Brahmacharya and the 90-year-old person also brahmacharya, unmarried ayirunda. Appadi brahmacharyam solla mudiyadhu. That's what he says here, see. ஹே சௌமிய அஸ்மத் குலீனஹா அனநூச்ச பிரம்மபந்தூரிவ பவதி இன் அவர் ஃபேமிலி No ignoramus person, illiterate person without studying Vedas, all are well learned. Therefore, you also must go and study. Because in our family, my great-great-grandfather, great-grandfather, grandfather, father, everyone are well learned. So, Brahma Bandhu na, I belong to such a great Brahmin family and chollikanum. My father is Dikshitar, my appa periyappa is Ganapati, your Jata party in the party, எப்படி சொல்லணும்? திரிவேதி சதுர்வேதி அப்படி சொல்லணும். அனநூச்சிய வித்தவுட் ஸ்டடியிங் நோ படி வாஸ் தேர். ஆக்சுவலி வை ஃபாதர் இஸ் ஆஸ்கிங் த சன் டு கோ டு குருகுல, ரியலி ஸ்பீக்கிங் த சன் ஹேஸ் டு ஸ்டடி ஃப்ரம் த ஃபாதர் ஓன்லி. இட் ஈஸ் த ப்ரிவிலேஜ் சுப்பீரியர் ஆல்சோ ஸ்டடியிங் ஃப்ரம் ஃபாதர். அதுக்கு பேரு நியமாத்யயனம் அனு பேரு. ஸ்டடிங் ஃப்ரம் த ஒன்ஸ் ஓன் ஃபாதர் இஸ் கால்ட் நியமாத்யயனம். வென் இட் இஸ் சுப்பீரியர் வைஃப் உத்தாலகா இஸ் ஆஸ்கிங் ஸ்வேதகேது டு கோ டு குருகுலான்னு சங்கராச்சாரியர் ரைட்ஸ். தெர் இஸ் அ ரீசன் ஹீ ஜஸ்டிஃபைஸ் நோ இன்ஃபர் இந்த உத்தாலகா வாண்ட் டு கோ டு பிரவாச சம்வேர். Some yagam, yagnam, somewhere he has to go and perform that. Therefore, he is not available for a few years. By that time, this is, you know, erkanave 12-year-old boy, a naughty fellow. So, even Gurukula reported pohanu anchali, he want to send him to Gurukula. That is the reason. Really speaking, from father's studying, from father is the superior, supermost education that is. So, in our family, everyone is well learned. So, no one is ananuchya. You know, without education, no one is there. So, Brahmana is a Brahmana when he study Veda. Otherwise, he is a fake Brahmana. Mithya Brahmana, pseudo Brahmana. If he has not studied Veda, Shastram, scriptures, anna, அந்த பிராமணன் வந்து ஓன்லி ஏ சூடோ பிராமண. பிராமண பந்து அனு சொல்றதுக்கு வழி இல்லை. ஆல் பீப்புள் இன் தேர் ஃபேமிலிஸ் தே கெனாட் கால் ஹிம் ஆஸ் எ பிராமண பந்து. ஏன்னா ஒன்ஸ் தே கேன் டேக் யூ இன் டு தேர் ஃபோல்ட் வென் யூ ஆர் வெல் லேர்னட். அப்படி இருக்கணும். தேர்ஃபார் ஜஸ்ட் சிம்பிளி டோன்ட் சே பிராமண பந்து நான் ஐ ஹவ் சோ பிராமணாஸ் ரிலேட்டிவ்ஸ் அண்ட் ஆல். ஹவு கேன் யூ சே You are a Brahmana unless study the Shastra. Therefore, go and study. Ananuchya Brahma Bandhu Bhavati. Without studying, can you become a Brahma Bandhu? Therefore, you go to Gurukula. Now, second mantra.
Saha Dvadasha Varsham Upetyam சதுர்விம்ஷதி வர்ஷஹ சர்வான் வேதான் அதீத்ய மஹாமன அனுஜானமானி ஸ்தப்த ஏயாய தகும்ஹ பிதோ வாச ஶ்வேதகேதோ யன்னு சோம்யேதம் சோம்யேதம் மஹாமன அனுஜானமானி ஸ்தப்தோசி உத தமாதேஷம் அப்ராக்ஷ்யஹ தமாதேஷம் அப்ராக்ஷஹ ஏனாஸ்ருதகம் ஸ்ருதம் பவதி அமதம் மதம் அவிஜ்ஞாதம் விஜ்ஞாதமிதி கதம் நு பகவஹ स आदेशो भवतीति
very very important mantras saha saha means kaha saha swetaketu swetaketu shankara sha vakara swetaketu dwadasha varsham upetya for 12 years he lived in gurukula he went to gurukula and stayed there 12 years
Chaturvimshati varshaha sarvan vedan adhitya.
By his 24th year, he has completed the study of all Vedas and Vedangas.
Chaturvimshati means by the age of 24. So that means you imagine how many years he did study? 12 years. How many years we are studying? Nearly 10 years, it is going to be 10 years, 11 years. Parvala, you are also up to the mark, 12 years. Parvala, you are also in Gurukula only now. So 12th year he has started, 24th year completed means 12 years, Dwadasha. 24th year, Chaturvimshati Varsha, by that time he has completed Veda Adhyayanam. எது நடக்கக்கூடாதோ அதே நடந்தது என்ன என்ன படிச்சா ஆனாலும் மகாமனா அனுஜானமானி ஹி கேம் வித் ஸ்டிஃப் நெக்டு வித் பஃப்டு ஹெட் ஹி கேம் டு ஹிஸ் ஃபாதர் ரொம்ப ப்ரைடு எனக்கே தெரியும் சாஸ்திரம் எல்லாம் ஐ ஹவ் டன் மை ஸ்டடிஸ் வெரி குட் ஐ காட் எ கோல்டு மெடல் ஆல்சோ ஐ ஆம் த பெஸ்ட் ஸ்டூடெண்ட் ஐ நோ எவ்ரி திங் stiff necked and apranataha Shankaracharya says he is not able to bow his head also and adalukku I am a scholar I need not bend my head in front of anyone by 24th year padichittu appadi da vanda velila adha mahamana anuchanamani I have done very well in my studies. I have acquired my certificates. And the vidya garvam vandach. Vidya moolama enna varano na vinayam dane varano. Vidya dadat vinayam. Vinayat patrata. Patratva dhanam apnoti. Dhanam dharmardham. Dharmam mokshartham. Vidya for what sake? For moksha. How vidya can give moksha? Vidya dadati vinayam. Humility should come by vidya. Vidya is a vidya that which gives humility. Vinayam, adakkam. And the vinayam moolama patrata. He deserves to get money. Patratva dhanam apnoti. He gets lot of wealth. What he does with that wealth? Dhanam dharma artham. He spends that money for dharma sake. For dharma karyams. For what? Na? Dharmam mokshartham. Dhanam dharmartham, dharmam mokshartham. Even if vinayame illa. Pana yepudda varapurudhi, dharma yepudda varapurudhi, moksha yepudda varapurudhi. Appa, ore kavala. Even if moonja paatha udane, enna ippidi irukka payana. After 12 years, he is seeing him. ரொம்ப கவலை அவருக்கு நம்ம என்ன பண்ணுவோம் வாடா கண்ணா வாடா கண்ணா அவனு காலு மேல வைப்பான் அவன் டேபிள் மேல வச்சுட்டு பாருங்க என்னோட பையன் என்ன தாத்தா வந்தாலும் அப்படி உட்காருவேன் பாட்டி வந்தாலும் அப்படி உட்காருவேன் ஹி வில் நாட் விஷ் இட் ஆல் பாதாபிவந்தனமும் கிடையாது நமஸ்காரம் சாஷ்டாங்க நமஸ்காரமே கிடையாது நான் இன்ஜினியர் படிச்சுட்டு வந்தேன் அண்ட் ஹிஸ் பேரண்ட்ஸ் ஆல்சோ பேம்பர் தட் சைல்ட் Now, present parents should learn the lesson by seeing Uddalaka, what Uddalaka is going to say. Understand? Parents should know this. You know. Never appreciate the children in front of them. Immediately, he understood father. What he says, Stabdaha yeyaya. He came, stabdaha means with a lot of arrogance. Stabdaha. Stabdaha means what? No reciprocation. யாராவது பெரியவங்க வந்தா டக்குன்னு எழுந்துக்கணும் இல்லையோ, அப்படி உட்கார்றா. ஸ்தப்தா, அரகன்ஸ்னு அர்த்தம். அண்ட் ஏ யாய, ஹேவிங் கம் டு தட், ஹேவிங் கம் வித் திஸ் டைப் ஆஃப் ஆட்டிடியூட், பாவனை, அரகன்ஸ், ப்ரைட், வேனிட்டி, வித்யா கர்வம், அஹங்கார. And Tagumha Pita Uvacha. Appa, the father said these words to his son. Shweta Ketu Yennu Somya Idam. What is this? He asked. Hey, Shweta Ketu. Aray, vada Ketu. Enna idu? Appa 12 varsha irukkumbodhu appa da kooptar. Even 24th year also he is calling like that. Enna? There is some more lesson I have to teach him. ஸ்வேதகேது, என்னு இதம், வாட் இஸ் திஸ், வாட் இஸ் திஸ், வாட் மகாமனா அனுஜானமானி ஸ்தப்தஹ. ஐ எம் நாட் சீயிங் எனி ஹியூமினிட்டி இன் யூ. வித்யா தேஜஸ் வர்ச்சஸ், ஐ எம் நாட் சீயிங் எனி திங். ஆன் தி அதர் ஹேண்ட் ஐ எம் சீயிங் அரோகன்ஸ், வித்யா கர்வம், ஸ்காலர்லி, யூ நோ, த ஷோ, ஸ்காலர்லி ஷோ, இந்த ட்ரெஸ் டிப்பு டாப். கொஞ்சம் படித்த உடனே நம்ம குழந்தை இல்லை, காதில் ஒரு தோடு, இங்கே பட்டன்ஸ் இல்லாமலே, கழுத்துக்கு ஒரு கடியம், முடியெல்லாம் வளரும். இதெல்லாம் முன்னாடி இருக்கிற வேஷம் தான், இது புதுசு இல்லை. இப்போ இங்கே போட்டுறதெல்லாம் முடியெல்லாம், இங்கே ரப்பர் பேண்ட் போடுறேன் குடுமே, இங்கே இங்கே ஒரு காதுக்கு தோடு, இதெல்லாம் முன்னாடி இருக்கிறது தான் இப்போ போட்டுக்கிறேன், அவ்வளோதான். இது புது ஃபேஷன் சொல்கிறேன். அதே ஒரு பண்டித ஒரு பிராமணனுடைய பையனை போட்டா அது பழசா வேஷம், இட் இஸ் ஓல்டு ஃபேஷனா. ஏ புரோஹித சன், ஹீ வேர் திஸ் குண்டலம், அண்ட் ஹீ வேர் திஸ் குடுமி டஃப்ட், நாட் வேரிங் ஷர்ட்டுன்னா அது ஓல்டு ஃபேஷனா. இவன் என்ன பண்றான்னா அதே தான் பண்ற, மாடர்னா. மாடர்ன் சில்ட்ரன் ஆர் டூயிங் தட் ஓன்லி, யூ நோ. They are coming to old fashion. Okay, forget about that. You say you are looking so like so arrogant and you are not having any humility. So some doubt vandu devarku appa ke asi uta tamed aadesham apraksha. You have you asked your teacher for upadesha? Aadesha means upadesha here. Apraksha, have you asked for a teaching from your teacher? And he says in the third mantra, by which teaching have you asked for that knowledge? Like Mundaka Upanishad, shaunako havai mahashalaha vidhivad upasannam papraccha yasmin vignate sarvamidam vignatam bhavati. Adhe inur format la vekkirar ivar Uddalaka. What he says, have you asked yena shrutagam ashrutam bhavati, yena, by which teaching have you asked for that teaching to your teacher in gurukula? Ena in appa ku doubt e vandachu, ivanukku andha teaching vanda ipdi iruka mata priyana, idha da corollary. Edhukku appa payana kekinga, why this dialogue na? If atma vidya is there, there is no vidya garbham. இவனுக்கு கர்வம் வந்தது என்ன, இவனுக்கு ஆத்ம வித்யா வரலன்னு அர்த்தம். ஏன் ஆத்ம வித்யா வரலன்னா இவனுக்கு தகுதி இல்லைன்னு அர்த்தம். ஏன் தகுதி இல்லை, அதனாலதான் அவரை வித்யா சொல்லி கொடுக்கல, ஆத்ம வித்யா. ஹாவ் யூ ஆஸ்க்ட் யுவர் டீச்சர் பை ஹுச் டீச்சிங் இஸ் ஆஸ்கிங், ஏன ஸ்ருதகம் அஸ்ருதம் பவதி, இஸ் இஸ் ஏன அஸ்ருதம் ஸ்ருதம் பவதி, பை நோயிங் ஹுச் வி ஹர்ட், unheard become heard. Ashrutam means unheard. Kekadad, not heard, unheard. By knowing which unheard can become heard. Known, unknown can become known. You listen the unheard, what you have not listened, it is as good as listened by knowing that teaching. And paravidya, okay, paravidya. And amatam matam bhavati, yena, by which teaching, the non-thought can become thought of, the non-thought, amatam, non-thought, matam bhavati, thought of, by which teaching, a non-thought can become thought of. We are going to analyze later. Okay. Avignatam vignatam bhavati. The unknown becomes known. Avignatam means unknown. Vignatam means known. By which teaching the unknown become known as good as known. Have you got such a knowledge? Have you asked for such knowledge from your teacher? Adeshaha bhavati. No? Then the boy is asking, katham nu bhagavaha? The boy is asking, katham nu bhagavaha? Konja respect irukka. No? And the dark clouds ku pinnadi or silver line irukkira maadhiri. Indha payana konjam appa anna konjam bayam irukku. பெரியவங்களா கொஞ்சம் ரெஸ்பெக்ட் இருக்கு, ஏதோ கொஞ்சம் ஒரு முலனும், அதுதான் பிளஸ் பாயிண்ட். ஸோ தட்ஸ் உத்தாலகா இஸ் அன் எக்ஸாம்பிளரி. நவ் யூ கேன் அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட் ஃபார் ஆல் பேரண்ட்ஸ். ஸ்வேதகேது ஆஸ்க்டு, ஹவ் இஸ் இட் பாசிபிள் ஒன் கேன் நோ அனதர் திங் பை நோயிங் சம்திங் எல்ஸ்? ஒன் கேன் நோ அனதர் திங் பை நோயிங் சம்திங் எல்ஸ். இது தெரிஞ்சா அது தெரிஞ்ச மாதிரி தான். அது எப்படி, இது தெரிஞ்சு அது எப்படி தெரியும்? பை நோயிங் சம்திங் அனதர் திங் கேன் பி நோன், ஹவ் இஸ் இட் பாசிபிள்? இது தெரிஞ்சா இதுதான் தெரியும், பிசிக்ஸ் படித்தா பிசிக்ஸ் தான் தெரியும், கெமிஸ்ட்ரி படித்தா கெமிஸ்ட்ரி தான் தெரியும், கெமிஸ்ட்ரி படித்தா பிசிக்ஸ் தெரியுமா? இது படித்தா அது தெரியும், அந்த வித்யை கற்றுக்கிட்டியான்னு கேட்குறாரு அப்பா. அது என்னப்பா அந்த மாதிரி ஒரு வித்யை இருக்கான்னு கேட்குறான் இவர். ஹவ் இஸ் இட் பாசிபிள்? பை ஸ்டடியிங் ஒன் சயின்ஸ் யூ கேன் நாட் நோ த அதர் சயின்ஸ். What to talk of sarva vijnanam? By knowing one science, by knowing dance, you do not know the music. By knowing sangeetam, vocal music, you do not know the dance. By knowing one thing, you is as good as knowing everything. Adu eppadi possible? Rende possible kediyadu. Nariya eppadi possible enna? Adu da possible. I will teach you next week. Ani solraar appa. I will teach you next week. So ghatagnanena patagnanam bhavat, patagnanam na bhavati, patagnanena vrikshagnanam na bhavati, vrikshagnanena sangeeta gnanam na bhavati. Pot knowledge will not give the clip knowledge. Okay, pot knowledge will not give the clip knowledge, clip not knowledge will not give the pot knowledge. ஒரு நாளைக்கு ரெண்டு நாலேஜே வராம்போது வராது, அதுக்கப்புறம் இன்னும் நிறைய நாலேஜ் எப்படி வரும்னு? காரண விஜானேன சர்வ காரிய விஜானம் பவதி. இஃப் யூ நோ த காஸ் ஆஃப் தட் இஃபெக்ட், இட் இஸ் ஆஸ் குட் ஆஸ் நோன் எவ்ரி திங் என்று சொல்ல போறார். ஃப்ரம் த ஃபோர்த் மந்த்ர் ஆன்வர்ட்ஸ் த இம்பார்ட்டன்ட் டீச்சிங் இஸ் கோயிங் டு டேக் பிளேஸ் மோர் இன் த நெக்ஸ்ட் கிளாஸ். ஓம் பூர்ணமத பூர்ணமிதம் பூர்ணாத் பூர்ணமுதச்யதே பூர்ணஸ்ய பூர்ணமாதாய பூர்ணமேவாவசிஷ்யதே. ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்திஹி, ஹரிஹ ஓம். ஸ்ரீ குருப்யோ நமஹ, ஹரிஹ ஓம்.